Chapter 23. The Levitical Classes. When David had grown old and was near the end of his days, he made his son Solomon king over Israel. He then gathered together all the leaders of Israel, together with the priests and the Levites. The Levites 30 years old and above were counted, and their total number was found to be 38,000 men. Of these, 24,000 were to direct the service of the house of the Lord. 6,000 were to be officials and judges, 4,000 were to be gatekeepers, and 4,000 were to praise the Lord with the instruments which David had devised for praise. David divided them into classes according to the sons of Levi, Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. To the Gershonites belonged Ladan and Shimei. The sons of Ladan, Jehiel the chief, then Zethan and Joel, 3 in all. The sons of Shimei were Shelomoth, Haziel, and Haran, 3. These were the heads of the families of Ladan. The sons of Shimei were Jahath, Zizar, Jeush, and Beriah. These were the sons of Shimei, 4 in all. Jahath was the chief, and Zizar was second to him. But Jeush and Beriah had not many sons, and therefore they were classed as a single family, fulfilling a single office. The sons of Kohath: Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uziel, 4 in all. The sons of Amram were Aaron and Moses. Aaron was set apart to be consecrated as most holy, he and his sons forever, to offer sacrifice before the Lord, to minister to him, and to bless his name forever. As for Moses, however, the man of God, his sons were counted as part of the tribe of Levi. The sons of Moses were Gershon and Eliezer. The sons of Gershon, Shubael, the chief. The sons of Eliezer were Rehabiah, the chief. Eliezer had no other sons, but the sons of Rehabiah were very numerous. The sons of Izhar, Shalomith, the chief. The sons of Hebron, Jeriah, the chief, Amariah, the second, Jahaziel, the third, and Jekameam, the fourth. The sons of Uziel, Micah, the chief, and Ishiah, the second. The sons of Merari, Mali and Mushi. The sons of Mali, Eleazar and Kish. Eleazar died, leaving no sons, only daughters. The sons of Kish, their kinsmen, married them. The sons of Mushi, Mali, Ida, and Jeremoth, 3 in all. These were the sons of Levi, according to their ancestral houses, the family heads, as they were enrolled, one by one, according to their names. They performed the work of the service of the house of the Lord, from 20 years of age upward. For David's final orders were to enlist the Levites from the time they were 20 years old. David said, "The Lord, the God of Israel, has given rest to his people, and has taken up his dwelling in Jerusalem. Henceforth, the Levites need not carry the dwelling, or any of its furnishings or equipment. Rather, their duty shall be to assist the sons of Aaron in the service of the house of the Lord, having charge of the courts, the chambers, and the preservation of everything holy. They shall take part in the service of the house of God. They shall also have charge of the showbread, of the fine flour for the cereal offering, of the wafers of unleavened bread, and of the baking and mixing, and of all measures of quantity and size. They must be present every morning to offer thanks and to praise the Lord, and likewise in the evening. And at every offering of holocaust to the Lord on Sabbaths, new moons, and feast days, in such numbers as are prescribed, they must always be present before the Lord. They shall observe what is prescribed for them concerning the meeting tent, the sanctuary, and the sons of Aaron, their brethren, in the service of the house of the Lord.